听力课堂，听 class.com。
When you meet a friend,
hello there, friend.
Here's what to say.
What do I say?
Let's talk in English with someone every day. Let's talk in English with someone every day.
That's the way.
Hi friends, welcome to Let's Talk in English right here at the mall. My name is Jack.
And I am Tom. Do you remember what we talked about this week? Well, it's time to review. Hey, do you like my glasses? They're pretty stylish. And I see, Jack, you have some pretty stylish glasses too.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to be in style. And, well, I've got my animals here. Do you like my friends? Hi.
Yes, of course, we like your smelly farm friends. There are a lot of things we talked about this week, right? And a lot of new words. Friends, one way to help you remember these words and these things is to review. Let's do that today. Let's review these conversations and these lessons right now.
Amy is excited. She is going to her friend's farm. She can see farm animals. She can see cows, sheep, and a pig. There are also a few horses on the farm.
Hey, Pam.
Amy!
Hi. Why are you wearing those clothes?
I put them on after work.
I'm going to my friend's farm now. You are going to a farm?
Yes, and I'm excited. This is my first trip to a farm.
Well, that's great.
I know. I can see a lot of farm animals.
What kind of animals are on your friend's farm?
They have lots of cows. They also have some sheep and a pig.
A pig? They only have one pig?
My friend only talks about one pig.
Do they call it Wilbur?
I don't know. Why?
Wilbur is the famous pig in Charlotte's Web. It's a children's book and a movie.
Oh.
Here. Read the book. It's a good story.
Okay.
Are there any horses on your friend's farm?
Yes, they have a few horses.
I love horses. Maybe you can ride a horse.
I don't know. Horses scare me. They are so big.
Maybe they have a pony.
Maybe. I can tell you about the farm tomorrow. Bye.
Amy is tired. She stayed at the farm because she couldn't drive her car. There was too much mud. The farm smelled. But there is always a smell on a farm. But she enjoyed the chickens. She fed the hens and the rooster and collected the eggs.
Hi, Amy.
Oh, hi, Pam.
You look tired. Are you okay?
I didn't sleep well last night on the farm.
You stayed at your friend's farm all night?
Yes. I tried to leave after dinner, but I couldn't.
Why not?
Well, it rained a lot this week, so there was too much mud. I couldn't drive my car out of the mud.
Oh, no!
This morning, my friend's brother pulled my car out with his big truck.
Wow, you had an adventure.
Yes, I did.
So what did you think of the farm? What was it like?
It smelled.
You're right. Farms do have a certain smell.
And the farmers work so hard.
Farmers?
My friend's dad and brothers. Oh, and guess what?
What?
I milked a cow.
You milked a cow? Good for you.
Oh, hi, Jack.
Did you ride a horse?
Yes. It was an old horse, and it walked very slowly.
What else did you do?
I fed the chickens and collected their eggs. They have about 20 hens, but only one rooster.
That's interesting.
I hate that rooster, though. He woke me up at 5 o'clock this morning.
Amy saw baby animals. She fed a lamb. She saw a goat come out of a gate, but ran away from it. She doesn't have any pictures. She forgot to take her camera. Amy never wants to live on a farm with ducks, geese, or any other animals.
Amy, were there any baby animals on the farm?
There were some baby sheep. I loved the little lambs. I even held one and fed it with a bottle.
Did you see any goats?
Oh, yes. One goat came out of the gate and walked over to me.
What did it want?
Maybe some food. I don't know. I ran away.
You really had an interesting time at the farm, Amy.
Hey, did you take any pictures?
Oh, no. I forgot to take my camera to the farm.
Then you'll have to visit a farm again.
Yeah, maybe sometime. But I never want to live on a farm.
Really? But Old McDonald's farm seems like a fun place.
Old McDonald? What are you talking about?
Old McDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had some ducks, E-I-E-I-O. With a quack quack here and a quack quack there. Here a quack, there a quack, everywhere a quack quack. Old McDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Old McDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had
a goose,
E-I-E-I-O. With a honk honk here and a honk honk there. Here a honk, there a honk, everywhere a honk honk. Old McDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
Jean has to give a speech next week on travel trends. She wants to wear something nice. She asks Amy for advice. Amy suggests she wear pants and a big belt. Jean wants to wear big earrings, too. But Amy says that is not a good idea.
Hi, Jean.
Amy, thanks for coming.
You're welcome. You sounded nervous on the phone. What's going on?
I need your help. I have to give a speech next week.
What is a speech about?
It's about travel trends. I'm speaking at a conference for travel agents.
Wow.
I need to look my best. Can you give me some fashion advice?
Oh, fashion advice. Sure.
So, what's in style?
Well, big belts are popular now.
Okay. How about big earrings? I love big earrings.
Big earrings can be fashionable, but you need to be careful.
What do you mean?
You want to look professional, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Some styles look great on celebrities, but might not look right for a speech.
Do you think I should wear a skirt or pants?
They're both fine.
Wearing a skirt is traditional, but wearing pants has become popular.
Okay.
Maybe I can come to your house. We could look through your clothes and see what you have.
Really? That would be great.
Then if we don't find anything, you know where to shop.
Traveling by plane is becoming more expensive. That is a recent trend. Many airlines charge people to check bags now. The amount of money people spend on travel is decreasing because of the current economy. When the economy gets better, maybe travel spending will increase again.
Hi, Jean.
Oh, hey, Tom.
My grandma just called me. She said the airline will charge them $20 for checking one bag. Is that true?
Yes. Many airlines now charge passengers for checking bags, although every airline is different.
I guess I haven't flown anywhere lately. Checking bags used to be free.
Well, Tom, charging for luggage is a recent travel trend.
You're practicing for your speech, right? Amy told me about that.
Hey, do you have a few minutes?
Sure. I'm on my break now.
Could you listen to some of my speech?
I'd love to.
What makes a good travel agent? A good agent knows about travel trends. When you know about these trends, you will be able to help your customers better. Don't you agree?
Yes.
Do you think the money people spend on travel is increasing or decreasing? People are spending less on travel because of our current economy. Although people are traveling less, that doesn't mean travel agents have less work. No, we need to work harder. One interesting travel trend is called a staycation. It's a vacation where people stay at home or in local hotels. They enjoy being home and relaxing, or they take short trips around the area.
Huh, a staycation. That sounds like a good idea for saving money.
Maybe you should try it, Tom.
No, I'm still hoping to go to Hawaii.
That's right.
Well, you have a great start on your speech, Jean. I need to get back to work, though.
Okay. Thanks for listening.
Well, hello, friends, and welcome back. You know, I really like this part of the Saturday show. It's the part where we go to the movie theater and review some of our features from this week. Let's do that right now.
Katrina! Katrina, wait!
I don't want to talk to you, Carl.
What's wrong?
Why didn't you call me?
I want to talk to you about that.
Why didn't you call me?
Katrina, listen, please. I need Super Sentence Man.
I am Super Sentence Man, and you need a super sentence.
Yes, I do. Katrina is pretty upset.
Well, don't worry. Try this super sentence. I try to something, but I something else. I tried to call you, but your phone was always busy.
I tried to call you, but your phone was always busy.
Good! Now, you try a few of your own super sentences.
Okay. I tried to listen to the teacher, but the class was too noisy.
I tried to listen to the teacher, but the class was too noisy. Bad class. Another?
I tried to enjoy the party, but I was too sad.
I tried to enjoy the party, but I was too sad. Why, Carl?
Oh, not really. It's just a super sentence man.
Oh, and it was a very good super sentence. Now, what super sentence will you use with Katrina?
Katrina, I tried to call you, but your phone was always busy.
Oh, why didn't you say that in the first place? My roommate was using the phone a lot yesterday.
And that, my friends, is how you use a super sentence. Remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
Okay, well, call me.
All right.
Thanks, Super Sentence Man.
Good luck, Carl.
Oh, goodbye, Super Sentence Man.
When you get up in the morning, the first thing you should say is thank you, God, for all you've made. Please come and bless my day. This world was made for you and me. What a wonderful place to be. Just look around wherever you are. There's so much to see. When you sit down at noontime to have something to eat, be thankful for the food and friends and all the special treats. This world was made for you and me. What a wonderful place to be. The flowers, birds, and skies so blue, and everything we see.
You know, Tom, I really enjoy working here at the mall.
Yeah, Jack, I do too. Why do you enjoy working at the mall so much?
Well, because, you know, you never know what to expect. There are always plenty of
surprises! Well, right now it's time for the Saturday Surprise!
Hi, everyone. My name is Ashley. But maybe you know me as Pam. I work in the bookstore at the mall. Today, I get to tell you all about myself. I am from a small town in Michigan, America. Michigan is a beautiful state. It has beautiful lakes and forests. It's much colder in Michigan than in Taiwan. In the winter, we get a lot of snow. I like snow. Do you? Look at all the snow around my house. Here is a picture of me when I was 4 years old. I am wearing my dance outfit. I love to dance and sing around the house. I was the baby of the family. That means I was the youngest child. I always like to perform for my family. Most of my family still lives in Michigan.
I have two brothers and one sister. They have families of their own, so that makes me Aunt Ashley. I have 18 nephews and nieces. Can you believe that? Our family keeps getting bigger and bigger. I love my family very much. It was so hard to say goodbye to them in 2007 when I moved to Asia. But I am so glad to be here. Why did I move to Asia? Do you know Rachel from Studio Classroom? She was my high school teacher, and she told me all about Taiwan. I really wanted to travel, and well, here I am in Asia. It's a great place. There are so many things to do. I want to tell you about one of these things. Come with me. Welcome to the park. I enjoy being outside and getting some exercise. Coming to the park is great for that. One of my favorite things to do is play basketball. Do you play basketball? If you do, come with me. I like basketball because you can run, jump, and move with the ball. And you have to bounce the ball, too. It's an active game, and it's very exciting. You want to get your ball into the basket. I don't always get the ball into the basket, but I keep trying. There are often people playing basketball at this park, and they usually let me play. Excuse me, guys. Can I play basketball with you?
Sure. Yeah, you can play.
All right. It's nice when a park has a basketball court. A court is where you play the game. In basketball, each team has 5 players. But if you're just playing for fun, it's okay. You can play with as many people as you want. Wow, what a great game. I'm pretty tired now.
Oh, come on, play one more game.
What? Oh, they want to play another game. I can't turn down another game of basketball. Well, thanks for joining me today. I'll see you next time at the mall. Okay, let's play. Okay, my ball.
Well, hello, friends. Here we are again. We want to thank you for joining us. We hope that you have enjoyed today's Saturday show.
Tom, why are you wearing that gigantic bow tie?
Well, Jack, I think that this bow tie could be the next trend. I am trying to set a new trend. Huge, big, colorful bow ties.
Very nice. Okay, friends, thanks for joining us today. We hope that you had a good time. And be sure to enjoy yourself this weekend. We'll see you on Monday right here on Let's Talk in English at the mall. Bye-bye.
Bye.